I definitely feel like I'm kind of like impersonating a law student or impersonating like trying to be a lawyer. And I'm really just someone who wants to write poetry.
My name's Choro Saki. I'm 24 years old from Seattle, Washington, born and raised. I enjoy writing and performing poetry, and I am also a full-time student in law school.
I kind of think of it as a spectrum, so like the legal system on one end and then art on the other. One side is like direct service, while the other is this cultural shift, and being able to like move along the spectrum can be really helpful.
We have a lot of supplies here and we can make signs, so we're gonna go in here.
I'm Janet Rodriguez. I'm Choi's partner.
And just like friend and activist. Like activist, community organizer.
Yeah.
Counterpart, yeah.
Yeah.
I told them how you speak from the heart and how I'm trying to learn how to do that.
Ironic, because your heart's all over your poetry.
As he departs the ship, my grandfather propels his legs like fins thrusting beneath him. Hair, like smooth scales adorning his skull. Posture, the gentle curve of
my grandfather left the Philippines during Japanese occupation. And so when I think about this narrative of peaceful protesting and like the right way to push back is through nonviolence, I think about the fact that like if my grandfather asked for the Japanese Imperial Army to not be in the Philippines, they wouldn't just like walk away.
For anchoring to San Francisco docks, the United States promised to liberate his homeland from Japanese occupation, as if feeding a mouthful of bait to bite on.
One person that's also had a really like big impact on like my learning has been like my grandma on my Japanese side, right? She's held on to a lot of our Japanese traditions after, you know, she was targeted for them. World War II evacuation, forced removal, internment, imprisonment, and incarceration. The state made propaganda saying that it was like for Japanese American safety, but then the barbed wire was facing in and not out. She was about 11 at the time when her family was taken and like split apart. Her dad, so like my great-grandfather, he was a Buddhist minister. He was seen as like a Japanese leader in the community, and he was separated from the rest of the family. I mean, one thing that really like spooked me out was that my great-grandfather like wrote poems every now and then and like sent them to my great-grandmother.
I reimagined the world colonized by people of color, white culture, appropriated by indigenous
communities. I was just like, whoa, so like other people wrote poetry in my family and like during really like incredible, like heavy times, maybe he found comfort in writing poetry.
Conquest, my blood is a surviving offspring of diaspora. I will not plastic wrap myself in peaceful protest for you to co-opt as progress. Social movements are not wild animals you can domesticate. I will not ask the system politely to dismantle itself. The ocean has always been armed resistance.
Writing is not just a reflection of myself, but it's a reflection of the work that my ancestors have done. And so I feel like I have like a responsibility, right, to like continue their work and like their experiences of like survival and getting me here, and to like make sure that I keep pushing forward the work that they've already started.